joined by DW's Janelle Dumoulin, who, of course, is our correspondent. Now, with the second half of Germany's lockdown light in full swing, the country's public health authority is warning that the rate of infection is still too high, potentially laying the groundwork for an extension of restrictions. Janelle, good to have you back on the show.
Good morning. You know, it's been a while.
It has been. Shouldn't wait so long next time. But anyway, let's talk a little bit. Give us an update on the coronavirus situation in Germany as it stands.
Well, as of this morning, the number of new cases here in Germany inched past the previous record, with 23,648 cases being added today. That's 1,000 more new cases today than yesterday. And the death toll is now at 13,630 since the start of the pandemic. Very important, of course, at this stage to say these aren't lottery numbers. There are people behind those numbers. Even as we see new ones every day, they still mean something. Now, as you've said, we're in the middle of a lockdown light where bars and restaurants are closed, but shops and schools are open. And the country's public health authority did say that the lockdown is helping somewhat. It's helping the rate of infection stabilize somewhat. But as we can see, it's still at a very high rate, so you can hardly describe this as any kind of turning of the tide. The danger of overrunning the health system still exists. The threat of running out of intensive care beds still exists. So everyone should comport themselves accordingly, wear masks, and limit their contacts.
This is the problem, though. Everybody is so fatigued by this whole darn thing. It's been almost a full year, and some people still taking their chances, which is pretty sad, something that we're trying to confront right here in the Western Cape. But, is Germany gearing up for tighter measures? And if so, what could those entail?
Well, earlier in the week, it was actually expected that Chancellor Angela Merkel would announce a certain tightening of the restrictions, but then she had to say that she didn't have backing from the other federal states, which is a bit of a surprise because she's not the only one calling for tighter restrictions. There have been examples. For example, calls to move to a hybrid schooling model that have been getting louder. That's where half of the students learn online and the other half have physical classroom lessons, and then those two groups switch every 2 weeks, and in that way minimize contact with other school children, or making sure that only two households come together for private gatherings. That's another suggestion. But there's going to be another meeting next week with the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states. Those points are likely going to be on the table again. And at the very least, it would have to be agreed whether the existing rules will be extended beyond the end of the month when they're due to expire. And while we're not sure there will be a tightening of restrictions, few people are expecting any kind of loosening. So bracing ourselves for more of the same over here.
But we've also seen some really angry protests against the anti-COVID measures already in place this week. Does this mean that those measures are losing public support?
You know, the short answer is that they do not. But just a bit of background. So on Wednesday, several thousand people demonstrated against legal reforms that would provide the legal underpinning for these restrictions. So these reforms set out what the government is legally allowed to do in the pandemic, including closing businesses and banning religious services, you know, the likes of which we've seen.
Yep.
But these protesters, of course, say that their restrictions violate constitutional rights. Some of them actually managed to get into parliament and harass lawmakers ahead of the vote, if you can believe that. Now, those protests, they've gotten a lot of attention because they're loud. They're composed of many people from many walks of life. Many of those protesters are generally suspicious of vaccines and state control. Some even go as far as to compare the lockdown to Nazi-era Germany. I can't believe I have to say this, but the lockdown is not like Nazi-era Germany. Nazi-era Germany. There's nothing comparable to that.
Absolutely.
But of course, thank goodness, there are views that the majority of Germans strongly agree with. 2 out of 3 Germans polled support these measures, understand the coronavirus pandemic is a real event and not a hoax, as again, those numbers do indicate. So hard to convince these people, but they do not want to be convinced. That's what I think.
It's not very lonely at the bottom of the barrel, I've got to tell you. I'm sure there are quite a couple of other people.
I wish it were.
I know. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. But listen, have a fabulous weekend. What you up to?
Well, I am staying indoors. I am.
Oh yes, I forget.
I am avoiding contacts with other people.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Oh, watching Netflix as always.
Same. Send me some recommendations if you have some.
I certainly will. Fabulous chatting to you. Look forward to the next time. That is Janelle Demelon from DWI.